KRadio.com.
Do you know what splooting is? If you Google squirrels splooting, it's like they're just face planted directly on the pavement.
Splooting.
Splooting.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and this is not Kristen Bry.
No, it is not.
Her voice didn't change over the weekend.
No, there were some changes over the weekend.
There were some changes. We're going to get to that. This is Joe Zepecki. I am happy to be in the driver's seat today. Sitting in for Kristen as she hopefully finishes recovering from an epic weekend where she and Michael got married. If you listened to the show on Thursday, you heard those two tell some of their story. It was very cute.
It really was. It was cute. And you and I were both able to attend a portion of the nuptials, and we'll talk about that too in a little bit.
We were. But for now, we got to figure out what we're going to do today.
Yeah.
Big Monday show. We're going to be joined by my better half a little bit later in the program. We'll have some fun with that. But hopefully the listening audience has some familiarity because I think I've been on two or three times already, right?
I think this is your third visit.
Okay, third time out here. Mm-hmm. Third time's the charm, maybe.
Absolutely.
But we're going to see how it goes driving solo. We'd love to take some calls. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But let's kick it off by recapping the weekend because there were some big things that happened this weekend.
There were some big things.
I don't know if my order of how important they are will be the same as Jane's, so we're going to see here. But first and foremost, we had some winners from Wisconsin.
This was a deal.
This is a deal. Congratulations to Caden Kershaw and Emmett Bailey, who won at the USA Mullet Competition. Is there some kind of official name I'm missing?
No, it is the USA Mullet Competition.
So Caden won in the teen division. Emmett won in the kids division. What could be better than Wisconsin having two national champion mullets in our mix?
I'm so proud. I don't even have the words.
It's fantastic
to express what this could bring to our state.
So congratulations to those young men.
Uh-huh. The
House of the Dragon premiered on HBO last night. The monoculture is back, baby. It's all over the internet. One of the most amazing videos I saw was somebody standing outside of a New York apartment building, and they could tell last night that like 60% of the TVs had the same flashes and lights on the screen.
Oh, that's
that you could
crazy.
See out the window. Because so many people are watching the new chapter in the Game of Thrones verse, which is House of the Dragon. Now, you haven't seen it. Are you not into Thrones verse?
I got into it. You know, it's interesting, Joe, because I have a very low violence threshold.
Maybe not the show for you, then.
But if I watch them in reruns, I can fast forward through all the icky parts.
There you go. This is a no spoiler zone. There is an icky part. Or three.
Oh, I'm
that
sure.
You're going to want to move through rather quickly.
Yeah.
When you do get around to watching it. But I'm excited. This has obviously been a long, tortured process. The final season of Game of Thrones did not deliver for the fandom in the way that people wanted it to.
No, it didn't.
There was a long night, like one sequel that they, or yeah, spinoff, where they spent tens of millions of dollars producing a pilot. And then decided we can't do this. So they buried it, and nobody's ever going to see that. So this is the second attempt at a spinoff, and I think they did it.
Really?
It was a good hour of television. When I talk about the monoculture, it's, you know, my podcast feed, like everybody's talking about Game of Thrones.
Really?
There's no way I can listen to all of it, but I'll probably get served about 8 to 10 hours of House of the Dragon content in my podcast this week. It's too much for anybody. But welcome back, George R.R. Martin and the Thronesverse. So that was important. We got Wisconsin winners. We got House of the Dragon. And we had the blessed event.
We did.
The holy matrimony of Kristen and Michael.
Oh, I thought you meant J-Lo and Ben Affleck again.
Oh, boy.
And who else got some? Who else got married? Some other actress got married over the weekend. But the only one that's really important.
The only actress that's really important is Kristen Bride.
Absolutely.
And turns out Michael was an actor. I'm learning new stuff about him all the time. So now, were you able to catch the live stream?
I did.
It was really cool. It was very them, very on brand.
Yes.
That they live streamed the ceremony. And then later on, we had an epic party. We went to Deer Camp down on Old World Third.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked fantastic.
Oh, she was beautiful bride.
Michael cleans up all right, too.
Absolutely.
I've never seen that man in a suit before, but he's looking sharp. It was a great time. So what were your takeaways, other than it was really loud?
Well, that was at the reception, and we'll get to that because I'm old. No, I thought the ceremony was lovely, and their vows were so wonderful and so unique and very specific to them.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was just a lovely touch. And then having Cliff, their dog, come and deliver the rings was
the moment of the ceremony.
Yeah, it was. It was just a real high point. And it was just so joyous. The rain held off. It was outside. It looked beautiful. It wasn't 9,000 degrees. And I thought everything just really came together well, even though they had to switch out like the Zoom link at the last minute.
Oh, we didn't even
notice
that.
Stream. Oh, you didn't notice that?
No.
Because the original one wasn't working, but everything was fine.
Yeah.
What did you think about? Did you watch the stream?
I did. We did. We had a birthday brunch for my better half, and then we came home and were getting ready for nap time to prepare for the party.
Right.
But we watched the stream first, and I thought the best part was when the parents realized that everyone could hear them, and they had to change that. So that was kind of cute and funny. No, you're exactly right. The vows were so them, so perfect. The dog was adorable. And the party was a great time.
A great party.
Well attended. Everybody was turned out. Everything from, pizza and drinks and dancing to Buck Hunter. If anybody is on the Twitter machine, you can check out what I think is a pretty epic photo of the bride and I.
See, we left before that all went down. I'm dying to know the specifics of that.
Well, I think we'll wait for Melissa to come in to really tell that story. But check out As Goes Wisconsin on Twitter. You'll see Kristen and I. So all around, it was an incredible weekend. And then things changed a little bit for me.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to tell a little bit of a story here because I think it speaks to a broader point. So it was my better half's birthday. And, she asked very sweetly Sunday afternoon if we could maybe do one more thing for her birthday before the weekend was over. I said, of course, what do you want to do? And she was interested in one of the specials at Cops yesterday.
Oh, yummy.
Chicken dinner. Now, that's not my speed. Chicken is not involved. I don't know why they call it that. But if your bride wants a scoop of custard, you go and get a scoop of custard.
Yes.
So
you've been married for 5 years, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And so I scoot over to Cops. It's about 8 o'clock. I'm standing in line. It's, typical weekend evening. So there's people around.
Sure.
People outside. It was a nice night.
Yeah, it was lovely.
And I'm on deck to order the custard. And people start running into the building. This is in Glendale, that Cops. Yelling about gunshots. And a sort of panic ensues and goes through. Now, I didn't hear any gunshots mm-hmm. from where I was. I just knew that all of a sudden everybody who had been outside at Cops piled inside and people are huddling down and there's some yelling and some crying. And in all the commotion, somebody knocked over a trash can that when it fell, made a very loud bang and a crash. And that sort of spooked everybody all over again as if maybe there was a shooter inside. And so then you had a mass exodus. An older gentleman fell down.
Oh, my.
Lots of ice cream on the floor. Sorry, custard. And within a few moments, there was almost nobody left inside of Cops. Everybody seemed okay. A couple phones got left behind. And what appears to have happened, based on the reporting and the police presence, is that somebody at the La Quinta Hotel, right next door, basically, had exited that hotel and fired off a few shots into the air. That individual was arrested after a brief foot chase. And, it's a lot and it happens fast. And what was really just heartbreaking for me was as I'm walking out to go back get into my car, I see a young couple with a toddler, and the mom is just beside herself and is, you know, like talking to her husband, I can barely breathe, my heart is racing. And it just, we see this stuff all the time. And it is like we are conditioned to believe that anytime there's a gunshot, there's going to be some kind of shooter, you know, a mass shooting is a possibility. And people absolutely, rightly, are afraid and they panic. And it was so heartbreaking to watch that and see that, even in a situation where, thankfully, there was never any real danger.
But at that moment, you don't know
right,
that.
But you don't know that, and the uncertainty of it, it just sparks some, you know, that survival instinct in people. And what I just feel like I need to share is, this is a choice, right? To live this way, to live in constant fear of gun violence, even if you're doing something as simple as trying to get a scoop of custard on a Sunday night. And it is a choice because too many elected officials for far too long have done way too little to keep firearms out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. And that's a choice. And so I hope nobody else has to live through that, or God forbid, anything more serious than that. But to see it right in front of your eyes was a reminder that we're the only ones who can do anything about this by voting in people who will address this issue and voting out people who refuse to. And thank goodness, this summer, for the first time in 30 years, the Congress passed a bipartisan gun safety legislation that will do some things like make it easier for states to enact and administer what are called red flag laws, that if somebody who is a firearm owner is, you know, in a bad place or has some mental health challenges, those firearms, there's a process they can be, those firearms can be removed. And I think it is worth noting that Tim Michels, Republican candidate for governor, who first on a debate stage didn't appear to know what a red flag law is, later clarified on the Vicki McKenna radio show that he does not support red flag laws. And so, just a little food for thought. We'll get a little bit lighter. We'll have a little more fun over the rest of the hour, but big weekend across the board, and a stunning, you know, reminder of a public policy issue that's impacting all of us right in front of my very eyes last night.
Glad
it was
everything
not fun.
Glad you were okay and everyone else was okay.
Same. Thank you. We'll be back after the break. Come on back to As Goes Wisconsin with guest host Joe Zepecki. That's me. See ya.